House Republicans, Biden diverting funds from Americans to give hotel rooms to illegal aliens. By John Binder on June 20, 2021. A group of House Republicans wants to know how many billions of dollars in American taxpayer money President Joe Biden is diverting from United States citizens to provide border crossers with hotel rooms and transportation into the U.S. In a letter to Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Xavier Becerra, 10 House Republicans, including Reps. Byron Donalds, RFL, and Andy Biggs, R-Oz, are asking the administration to disclose how many billions in taxpayer money it is using to provide border crossers with public services like hotel rooms and transportation. The House Republicans write, "We are deeply concerned about reports that the Department of Health and Human Services has diverted more than $2 billion that Congress appropriated for COVID-19. Chinese coronavirus-related health initiatives toward covering the cost of housing and transportation of unaccompanied immigrant children. Every child on earth deserves dignity and a safe place to live and grow. But it is the Biden administration's policies that are encouraging children to make the dangerous trek to our southern border. This must end for the safety and security of these migrant children, the lives of whom your administration's policies are putting at risk each and every day." Emphasis added. It is further disheartening to hear that the Biden administration has been awarding contracts to put up migrant families in hotel rooms and move them around the country on buses and commercial airplanes, as some of us have witnessed when flying domestically. Our frustration is further exacerbated by the aforementioned misguided decision to divert billions of dollars away from helping Americans deal with COVID-19 so that illegal aliens can rest in hotels, courtesy of the taxes you have taken from American workers. Emphasis added. As part of the Biden administration's expansive catch-and-release operation, tens of thousands of border crossers set for release into the U.S. stay in migrant hotels before being flown into the nation's interior on commercial flights. The Biden administration has plans to open another migrant hotel in Yuma, Arizona, which the nonprofit Endeavors will coordinate. The migrant hotel in Yuma would be one of the many migrant hotels funded by an $86 million operation the Biden administration has set up with American taxpayer funds. As Breitbart News reported last month, from February 19 to April 22, the Biden administration has flown about 7,200 border crossers into the U.S. interior on domestic commercial flights. Border crossers may bypass photo identification requirements, board flights without a photo ID, and do not have to prove they are negative for the Chinese coronavirus. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.